So, Wendy, one thing we saw with this incredible participation in the women's marches is that abortion is still a very hot topic. So what's happening with that on the state level?
Well, it's a very hot topic there, too, also, Robin. For the last several legislative sessions, each year, the pro-life faction, the anti-abortion faction in the Florida legislature has come up with new pieces of legislation every year to try to put restrictions on abortion, and this year's no exception. The major bills that are being brought forward this year would be a ban on abortions after 20 weeks and a piece of legislation giving a patient 10 years after the procedure occurs if she decides that she regrets it or that it wasn't handled properly. For 10 years afterwards, she could sue the provider.
I think they'll hear from the medical association on that one, probably.
Absolutely. They may hear from the courts, on the other hand, in terms of the 20-week ban. Planned Parenthood is already suing to overturn similar bans in three other states. The argument that they make is that it violates, obviously, the Roe versus Wade Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion and also subsequent decisions which have said a state can place reasonable restrictions on access to abortion, but it cannot place restrictions that are so burdensome that they, in effect, amount to a ban.
I can't let you go without asking you about gun legislation and what's going on with that in the legislature this year.
Well, it's going to be another big year, and this is the year that you could see some major changes enacted that have been stalled in the past, partly because of more conservative members becoming more dominant in the Florida Senate, which has prevented some of these bills from passing. Senator Greg Stube of Sarasota is a major player. He has sponsored some 9 bills that would expand gun rights. This would include open carry of guns, campus carry.
He has said that he pretty much wants guns to be able to be anywhere, anytime.
Pretty much close to that. I mean, airport terminals, state and local government meetings. There's also a bill that if, for example, a movie theater or another public accommodation space denies you the ability to carry your gun there and you get injured, you can sue them for refusing you permission to carry your gun to defend yourself with. And then finally, the next big thing on the gun agenda this year is a change in the Stand Your Ground law that would make it easier for people accused of killing someone to claim self-defense under the Stand Your Ground Act. The interesting thing is that several of these different pieces of legislation in the past couple of sessions have been stopped in the Senate Judiciary Committee by its chairman, who's a comparative moderate on gun issues, named Miguel Diaz de la Portilla. Well, he lost his seat in 2016, and he's been replaced by Senator Stube, who was a strong advocate of expanding gun rights.
And Stube's reasoning for having expanded access to carrying your gun is?
Well, Stube believes that if lots of people have guns, then if something bad happens, they can stop it. A good guy with a gun is the solution to a problem caused by a bad guy with a gun, is essentially his point of view.